Kentucky with a major void to fill. Who better to talk to on all these topics than a senior writer for Sports Illustrated, the co-host of the College Basketball Inquirer podcast. He joins us from Glendale, Arizona. So he's right in the middle of all this. It is the site of the Final Four in tonight's NCAA championship game. Of course, I'm talking about Pat Forty. Pat, always great to talk to you. What's going on, Pat? How are you?
Doing well, Jim. Good to hear your voice as well. Good
you to too, Pat. Appreciate it. I love talking to you before that game. We always do this. But before we talk about the game, I've got to get your reaction to that bombshell that dropped, that John Calipari reportedly leaving Kentucky and finalizing a deal to become head coach at Arkansas. What is your reaction to him not only leaving, but staying in the SEC?
Yeah, it is a bombshell, that's for sure. Did not necessarily see it coming, but ultimately it was a signal that the, you know, the relationship between Calipari and Kentucky was over. It was broken, and it was a signal that he doesn't think that he can rebuild it. He doesn't think he has the ability to fix that program. That basically he chickened out and took the chicken money, the Tyson chicken money, and left town. So a pretty big comeuppance for a guy who's probably the cockiest coach in college basketball. Now, where Kentucky goes, that's going to be fascinating because there's nobody that's a slam dunk hire there. I think they'll have plenty of interest, obviously, from A-list kind of candidates. I would keep an eye on Scott Drew from Baylor. There's several within the SEC who might have interest in the job. We'll see if Mitch Barnhart, the athletic director, has interest in them. Maybe Billy Donovan is ready to come back to college basketball. But I think also Mitch Barnhart probably owes it to himself and to the fan base to at least try to have a conversation with Danny Hurley, who right now is the best coach in college basketball.
We're talking to Pat Forty, so lots of good stuff there, Pat. When you talk about the John Calipari ultimately decided, like, you know what, man, I can't fix it. It's broken. I can't fix it. Why do you think that he was unable to fix it? And then why would he fare better in Arkansas?
I'm not sure he will fare better, frankly. Okay. Yeah. We'll see. It gives him a chance to reset, acknowledge some of the mistakes he's made in terms of roster building, and kind of start over there. But, you know, I think the biggest thing probably at Kentucky was his teams were too young in an era where old teams win. You know, Anthony Davis in 2012 won him a national title as a freshman. People thought that was going to be the way. And it turned out it was a blip. It turned out Anthony Davis was just that good. And since then, it just really hasn't been done. So his teams were too young. He didn't do great work in the transfer portal. And frankly, his coaching is just not good enough unless he has overwhelming talent. So if you give him overwhelming talent, he's dangerous. If you don't, he's just another basketball coach.
Pat Forty joining us. Pat, one last thought on Cal. Do you think that he can change at this point in his life? Like, to the point, I mean, he did say, we need to get older. And to your point, he did not do that well in the portal, but, you know, he recruited so well getting young players. Do you think that he can make the changes he needs to make?
I mean, I'll give him a chance. You know, he's going to be able to get players. Can he get the right mix of them? Can he get the right mix of veterans and still bringing in some of the great high school talent? You know, as long as you have players, you'll have a chance. But he's got to show that he's willing to kind of blow up what has been his model and approach it differently. And in his 60s, a very stubborn guy. We'll see if he can swallow his pride a little and do things differently.
Pat Forty joining us. All right, Pat, what about the game tonight? You've got UConn, who had run over everybody en route to their Final Four matchup with Alabama. They finally faced their alleged first real challenge, and yet they still beat Bama by 14. I mean, watching Saturday, did you ever think the Huskies were in any serious trouble?
Well, the fact that Alabama hung around for 38 minutes did surprise me, you know, before they finally cracked. So that, you know, was a little bit longer of a struggle before the, you know, trademark UConn knockout blow. And then there it came. And, you know, the final score looked like all the rest of them, even though the game was a little bit more competitive. So, you know, I think the big blows from the runs from UConn are kind of inevitable. And it's just a matter of, can you withstand them? Alabama did a good job of that. And we'll see if Purdue can do a similar job of it. They're just going to have to play a great game and maybe have UConn you know, not be on top of its game.
I was going to say, do they have to play a perfect game or a near perfect game to beat UConn?
Pretty close, I think. They've got to not turn over the ball. They're going to have to obviously make a lot of shots. You know, it's not just going to be Edie. I think they need some people to hit some big perimeter shots as well, which they did have happen against North Carolina State. They made 10 threes. If they can make 10 or more threes, but turn the ball over far less, which that was a big problem against NC State. They had 16 turnovers, and that's a very high number for them. And that's been Matt Painter's just has harped constantly. If we take care of the basketball, we can win games. And especially against a UConn team that turns turnovers and dunks and threes in transition to the other end, you just can't do that. You're going to get buried.
God, no chance. They turn the ball over 16 times tonight. They get run out of the gym. You know, clearly the big man, Pat, still matters, at least in college basketball. And we've got that incredible matchup tonight between the soon-to-be two-time player of the year and Zach Edey, UConn big man Donovan Clingan, who's an absolute monster in and of himself. Who do you give the edge to in that matchup? How do you see that playing out?
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I mean, you know, nobody has been able to, you know, literally look Zach Edey in the eye, and Clingan comes as close as anybody at 7'2". So you need to keep Clingan out of foul trouble. But even then, I mean, UConn has depth at center with Samson Johnson. But, you know, Edey is just so good at dictating the terms of the game to everyone. You know, he gets position. He doesn't foul. He turns and scores. He rebounds. He's just, you know, he is going to be the one thing, you know, that UConn will have to obviously be hyper-vigilant against, and I just don't know how much there is you can do. But if he scores 35 and nobody else is doing anything and you're putting up 70, 75, 80, then this thing's going to end the way we are customarily seeing it. But Clingan can be a little bit passive at times. So when he steps up and plays like the 7'2" guy he is, then he's a real force. But he's going to have to be feeling very aggressive all game.
We were talking to Pat Forty for a few more moments. So, Pat, UConn, it's kind of hard to imagine, and then it's kind of not. I say it's kind of hard to imagine because you think about Storrs, Connecticut. But then when you think about the program, they're playing for their sixth national title game tonight, all since 1999. If they can rip another natty and go back-to-back, where would you slot the Huskies then among the bluest of the blue blood programs?
Well, they'd certainly be in that company for sure. You know, I mean, this would be – they would be the program of the last quarter century for sure. Forget Duke, forget North Carolina. It would be them. And I think, you know, you win six titles all time. That's ahead of a lot of places. That's ahead of Kansas. You know, certainly Michigan State anywhere near that. You know, it's just Duke, North Carolina, Kentucky, UCLA, and then UConn would be in that mix. So they deserve blue blood status without question, without reservation, and they should have it already. But for those people that are still holding out and thinking maybe they don't belong in that group, they do.
No, you're right. Absolutely. Absolutely they do. So before you go, you know Louisville basketball as well, Pat, as anybody dating back to your time writing for the Louisville Courier-Journal and you making your home there. I'm curious. I'm going to have Pat Kelsey on next segment. Where do you come out on that hire, and do you think he's the right person to lead Louisville back to national prominence?
Well, the biggest thing he's going to do is inject a whole new energy. You know, Kenny Payne was in over his head, never really grasped the job. Pat Kelsey will, and he will attack it. And, you know, they're going to be better right away. How much better? Should be a lot. But how good can they be? I don't know. You know, it's a whole different era of team building. He's done a lot of transfer work in his days, but you're not looking for D2 transfers and JUCO transfers as much at Louisville. You're looking for high major transfers if you want to be competitive. So he's going to have to, I think, alter his recruiting a little bit, but I certainly give him a chance to get Louisville back to contender status.
Hey, Pat, one last stop before you go. I'm looking at the women's game, and when you look at the record TV ratings generated by the women's tournament this year, I'm curious, do you expect that growth to continue? Is it sustainable with Caitlin Clark's brilliant college career coming to an end yesterday? What now?
I think that's TBD. Let's wait and see. She was such a once-in-a-generation talent that she brought eyeballs to the TVs like nobody ever has in that sport. And she was just such a spectacular player. Is there another one of those coming? Juju Wyke is obviously at USC looks like a great talent. Paige Beckers is coming back at UConn. South Carolina is just kind of a regenerative juggernaut. So there's reasons to be interested in the women's game still, for sure. It's a good product. It's gotten much, much better in the last couple of decades. But do they have that transcendent star that make people into an appointment viewers? I don't know. I think we just got to wait and see what the numbers reveal.
He is in Glendale, Arizona. Big night tonight. He is a senior writer for Sports Illustrated, co-host of the College Basketball Inquirer podcast. Good friend of the program. He is Pat Forte. Pat, I know you got a million things going on today. Thanks for making time for us, and great to get caught up with you.
Hey, my pleasure, Jim. Thank you.
Thank you. Pat Forte joining us. All right, so Pat with some choice statements about John Calipari that he, quote, chickened out to take the chicken money in Arkansas, and that, frankly, he said he left because he did not have the answers and did not know how to fix what was broken, and then chickened out to take the chicken money.